This is Rat Pack Radio, the internet radio station that brings you everything from the top hits of music.
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
To Sports Talk Radio.
With the first pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Jared Goff, quarterback, California.
We are here for you, WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack.
You're listening to WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack. You're listening to Rat Pack Sports Show on WRPR Rat Pack Radio.
Blue, you're my boy!
A genius. A man who has a reputation to be the best at what he does.
You see, a man has to realize his limitations. You don't know me, and you don't know what I'm capable of.
That was a heck of an effort.
This house is a prison in the galaxy of this sucks.
Are you free enough?
This battle is over when I say it is over.
I will massacre you.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Are you not entertained?
I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
That's how I roll.
Offensive foul!
Hello? You play to win the game.
There's a drive! Way back! It might be! It could be!
This is my favorite part coming up right now.
Right, all right. Rat Pack Sports Show. We are back. Another week. Another Sunday night. Rat Pack Radio, WRPR. We in the building for another week. Normally, this would be NFL Sunday, but we don't have no season right now. It is the off season, so we are gonna just come in, and shoot from the hip, like we normally do. We do have WWE WrestleMania, which is currently live. You know what? I'm gonna check it out and see if I get it on here. Should be on there. But Boss Hogg, Sean Naylor, every year, folks, it's a tradition for him. Him and his buddies get together. They have like a huge get together for WrestleMania. So he's chilling. He's at the little WrestleMania party, and enjoying himself. But we'll have William Graves on with us. He'll be on with us, as well as maybe left field correspondent Carson Cook, and we'll also have William Gray join us as well here in a little bit. What? Let's see. What is going on here? Watch with Premium. We don't have Premium. Whatever. See, this is what I'm talking about, man. I don't think this is a. Yeah, see. Nope. So I go back to watching the Golden State Warriors game. And doing that. Do have a national title game that is currently on right now between UConn and South Carolina, which I think South Carolina is just too strong of a team. So, forgot to hit stop on the player. Being out there too strong of a team. You know, the size, I believe the size is giving them a problem. And they just can't match it. So hopefully the game seemed to be, you know, being a pretty competitive game. Man, no, I don't even, I swear, man. Just go back to that. All right, so yeah, I'm watching the Golden State Sacramento Kings game right now, and we're gonna go to my favorite website here. So yeah, so. UConn is battling, though. They're battling, getting down to the end of the third, 37-43 South Carolina. I stopped caring about my brackets because my brackets was toast a long time ago. And now I'm just watching. So, but in other news, and we'll kind of go down the list here, really, because it's Sunday night, and obviously, you know, this show is really a NFL show, but we don't have any, you know, NFL news yet. We do have a Colin Kaepernick sighting. He's trying to get back into the league again, and he has finally, I guess, gave in to the idea of being a backup guy after how long? 6-7 years, maybe. He has finally said, you know, I'll be a backup. So I don't know if that's going to matter at this point. Maybe a few years back, if he would have, you know, gave into the idea of being a backup player, he could have got a job. I know there was a lot of unconfirmed rumors that he was demanding a lot of money, and he was demanding that he be a starter. So, you know, that probably had a lot to do with it. And then all the other antics and things that were, you know, distractions, you know, for any team, you know, ended up being another reason why he wasn't signed. And, you know, I don't think that him being a starter you know, would have helped his case. I know a lot of, you know, people was worried about, you know, what he would, you know, if he would protest and if he'll still be kneeling. I'm not sure if he came off of that idea a long time ago, but apparently he's going to do, well, he already did it. He did like a little throwing session for himself to showcase himself. And I'm not sure how it went. I'm not sure exactly how many teams were in attendance. But they said it was going to be a few in attendance. And we'll see what came out of that. He did it at halftime of, you know, the Michigan game, and it makes sense. You know, he had a good relationship with Harbaugh when he was in San Francisco. So Jim Harbaugh did him a favor. He has a, you know, good relationship with Harbaugh. Harbaugh kind of helped him, you know, not revitalize his career, but he's the one that gave him the shot to be a starter. And I thought I had more than these, and it's only one screen. It's supposed to be two in here. I must have already used the other one. Yep. All right, so Brother Man's going to have to get a new screen protector. You know, I hate cracking my screen on my phone. So I'm going to have to get another one. It's better the screen than the phone itself, right? So can't be too mad. But I'll go ahead and take care of that later. Yeah, so he did him a favor, you know, gave him an opportunity to showcase his abilities in front of the coaches there. And we'll see exactly, you know, how things turned out. And how many teams actually, you know, gave him a shot to, you know, showcase his talents for somebody. We don't necessarily know who is gonna sign him. I've heard a little bit about possibly the Seahawks giving him a shot, you know, and that could be a good fit, being that they traded away Russell Wilson, moved on from Russell Wilson. That could be a destination for him that could be a good fit and a good way for him to get his stuff back on track. So we'll see how that goes. Other news, apparently Tiger Woods is based in game time decision. I mean, it's not like whatever, but Tiger Woods is going to practice at Augusta National and decide, make a game time decision on if he's playing. We knew a few months ago when he spoke, he was going to come back to compete. You know, he's pretty much reserved to the fact that he may not be the player that he want to be or be able to play at that same level that he always has, you know, coming back from the multiple injuries he suffered in the car accident a while back. But we knew he would come back. When you're a competitor, you know, you're an athlete, and you're passionate about the game you love. You know, that competitive nature just comes out. And, you know, golf isn't like that, besides all the walking and, you know, some of the torque that you put on your body when you swing is pretty, what's the word I'm looking for? Not laid back, but, you know, safe for him to come back and return. So we'll see, man, if he does lace him up and grab the golf clubs, I will be watching. So, you know, it's been a while. I didn't realize it's been like 2 years since he was involved in that accident. But he's been really off the grid. I hadn't heard much about him at all until he came out a while back in the event that he did with his son. And other than that, you haven't heard much about him. He hadn't said much at all. And he's been just low-key. So, but it's good to see him back. You know, the game of golf wouldn't be where it is today without the contribution that Tiger Woods made to the golf game when he came in and had that run, you know, that really helped bring the game to where it is today, and also help the purses, you know, the winnings go up with sponsorship dollars and all of that. You know, it wasn't like this before. Tiger kind of changed the game. You didn't see a whole lot of guys exercising and working out the way he was, and maybe you know, with his back injuries and stuff that he's had, that might actually have something to do with the strenuous workouts that he was doing. My man was he was working out hard, man. He was working out, it, you know, training like he was getting ready for a, powerlifting competition. So it'd be good to see him back. We'll see what he does, and we'll see. You know, how well he looks. So, you know, he had those fractures, multiple fractures in his upper and lower portions of the tibia and fibula in his right leg. And they said they had to nearly save his leg. He probably had something similar to, you know, Alex Smith's procedure. All right, so next, story we have here is, you know, somebody everybody loves to talk about. We're going to talk about the Lakers and how terrible they look. And this is nobody's fault. But the Lakers front office and the team that they put on the floor that they call themselves surrounding LeBron James, you know, trying yeah, so, you know, it's like the team is awful. AD has been hurt since the day he stepped in put on a Laker uniform. I mean, outside of the bubble season that they had, he's been injured. And LeBron has, you know, surrounded himself with a bunch of bad players. But me personally, that is his problem. Because they're not bringing in players without his approval. I'm not saying that he's signing off on these guys, but they are, you know, having conversations with him about the type of players that he wants to have around him. So, at the end of the day, this roster that they have is a carbon copy of what he wanted. And now they can't do anything. They suck. You ever thought that the Lakers would be like 15 games under 500? Actually, they're 16 games under 500. And that's got to be one of the worst seasons they've had in probably, man, it's got to be like 20 years. I don't think I've ever seen them this bad. There's about four games left in the season, possibly three. You're two games behind the San Antonio Spurs for the last spot, and San Antonio Spurs owns the tiebreaker. So really you're three games back with just four games left in the regular season, maybe five. But it's looking like me, Nicholas Lane, we spoke a few weeks ago about the Lakers and my satisfaction to see them not make the playoffs. So San Antonio Spurs, stay on your run. Keep playing good basketball. And boy, you're in the class. Listen, folks, there are 10 spots in each conference to make the playoffs. 10. The Lakers not even top 10 in the West. And they're only two games ahead of the Sacramento Kings. Or they could drop down even more. The Houston Rockets got 20 wins. The Lakers got 31. I don't care if AD's been hurt, LeBron's been hurt, whatever the case may be. This is unacceptable for the Lakers, and this team should be blown up. And I'm about to say something real crazy. If I was you guys, I'd be really thinking hard about possibly getting rid of LeBron before he sabotaged y'all in the drafting his son. so they can play together. So this is his team. Right now, the way this team is constructed, it's constructed for him. And it's not good enough. Yet, nobody's going to blame him. They're going to blame the front office. They're going to blame the players around him. They're going to blame everybody else and say, well, see, look, he's averaging career highs, and he has no help. Well, he chose these guys. He, you know, he approved these guys to be on his team, and those 30.3 points per game at 37, 38 years old, whatever, don't mean nothing. You're about to be out of the playoffs, and it's going to feel real good. They're going to blow this team up. I saw LeBron James will stay on the team, but this team is going to get blown up because they cannot return with this same roster next season, or the same thing is going to happen. This is a Cleveland Cavaliers Eastern Conference team that LeBron James is playing with right now in the Western Conference. And for a lot of years, one of my main arguments to why I don't put a whole lot of stock into the amount of years in a row that he went to the playoffs in the East and went to the NBA Finals is this reason right here. Because at the time, the Eastern Conference was not a strong conference, and they were the dominant team in a bad conference. I always said that he couldn't do this in the Western Conference because the Western Conference is too strong. Well, since he's been in L.A., outside of the bubble year, they've underachieved big time, and it seems like every offseason they've made another bad move to get rid of some young talent to bring in some old farts. So if you're a Lakers fan, I know you're not happy. My dad is a Lakers fan. I don't even talk to him about it because my dad is a Lakers fan from the old school. So he the way he watches basketball is, you know, he remembered the Magics, the Kareem, the James Worthy, the Byron Scotts, the you know, those guys. When basketball was exciting to watch, and you know, these guys gave a crap. Now it's just a game of babies on the professional level. And a lot of what professional level is doing trickles down to the lower levels, college, high school, you know, youth, in a mirror, whatever the case, whatever level it is, developmental. If you want to learn how to play the game of basketball, do not look to the NBA, folks. Because the way the rules are written in the book and the way the NBA has manipulated the rules to encourage more offense and less defense is atrocious. And it's done the game a huge disservice from a developmental standpoint. Too many, you know, kids are trying to be these players and they have no fundamentals. And I ain't got no problem saying a lot of these NBA players have no fundamentals. You can tell the ones that do because those are ones that, you know, play well regardless of their size. Steph Curry, he changed the game with how he shoots the ball. But Steph Curry fundamentals is A+ when it comes to playing basketball. You got, you know, guys like, you know, Durant, you know, Kyrie Irving, with his ball handling ability and his ability to get into the lane and finish around the basket, left side, right side, you know, mid-range pull-up game, everything that great. DeMar DeRozan from Chicago, another one, fundamentally sound, you know, basketball player. The MVP, the guy who's probably going to win MVP this year, Jokic, Jokic from Denver Nuggets. Fundamentally sound. Ja Morant, fundamentally sound. What's the kid from Phoenix? I can't remember his name now. Booker, fundamentally sound. Embiid has become a great basketball player on all three levels, but is fundamentally sound. The favorite of Nicholas Lane, LaMelo Ball, which I'm on record when he got drafted, I didn't necessarily like his game, but he's developing to one of the top young players in the league, and he is, you know, fundamentally sound as well. You know, the game is wide open. It's more wide open now than it's ever been. And I think I made this statement to somebody else. When I'm watching basketball on a professional level, these are the type of scores that lets you know this game of basketball has changed for the worse. We are in the regular season. This is not an all-star game, anything of that matter. But when you see scores 144, 102, and you didn't play two overtimes, that's a problem. You're not playing defense. All of these scores, 144, 102, 118, 112, that's, Milwaukee-Dallas. Denver, Los Angeles, 129, 118, 121, 117, 112, 108, 118, 88, 114, 109, 139, 132, 117 to 96, 113 to 92. All these, 110, 120, 130, 140 point games. I'm sorry. You're not going to convince me one single bit that the reason these scores are the way they are is because these players today are more skilled. I'll laugh in your face because I can guarantee you every player that has ever played in the NBA, especially the 80s and the 90s, early 2000s, whatever the case may be, was probably just as skilled. But the problem was the way they played basketball was team-oriented. So they didn't have to showboat and do all this other stuff with the basketball to show that they got skill or they're great basketball players. You've had great ball handlers in this league for a long time. I give you one, Rod Strickland. Before Kyrie Irving, we saw those same ball handling skills from Rod Strickland. Mark Jackson. I mean, he was a really good point guard that was a real good ball handler. We've seen great ball handlers. The bigs might be more skilled from playing inside outside. I give them that, but not as much because we don't know. Shaq was a big, and Shaq didn't have to do all that dribbling. He didn't need to. He just played his game and was dominant in the way he played his game. But you're not going to convince me that today's players are more skilled when their IQ is probably way below the where it should be at for a professional athlete. I'm sick and tired of watching guys pass up layups for three-pointers, and we're shooting like 40, 50 three-pointers a night. To me, that's not fun to watch. So there's very few games that I actually sit down and watch because I really don't give a crap about the way a lot of these teams play if they're not, playing team basketball. So that is that for that, but Lakers are in trouble, man. And before, I know I've been rambling on, so before, I continue on, My man is waiting on the other end, so I'm going to just bring him on in. Rat Pack Sports Show, major contributor to the show. Mr. William Graves, what's going on, brother?
Man, just sitting here listening to your rant and everything, and honestly, I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah,
really good.
I watch a lot of basketball throughout the years, and I'm old enough to say that I watched basketball in the 80s, late 80s, all through the 90s, when that was probably the best era of basketball we had through the late 80s, all the way through the 90s, maybe even the early 2000s before stuff, you know, started changing for the worse. Yeah, if the Lakers don't get in, and I don't think they will, it's going to be a party. It's going to be a party.
Well, you know, the thing is that you did say one thing that I do disagree with. And you said that people were going to blame the front office, and it's really not on them. And I got to disagree with that, because the general manager and the team owner are the people calling the shots.
Yeah,
they chose to let LeBron bring in his guys. They choose to give him final say. So, in that retrospect, to be completely honest with you, it is the front office's fault for allowing him to have so much power when in all honesty, they really shouldn't have. So to me, it is on the general manager and the owner for the way that this team has performed, because they allow LeBron to bring in all of his little all-star buddies that, let's face it, they're just names anymore. Come on, Anthony Davis, since he's got there, has played 20, 30 games in the last two seasons? Come on. They send him to that big contract, and he stays hurt. So, and he accounts for, 60, 70 million? Something like that. So you're paying this man $60-70 million to sit there and do that. And folks, South Carolina women's basketball team has just beat UConn 64-49 for the national title in women's basketball. That's something. UConn women's basketball, probably one of the toughest teams in the entire nation, and South Carolina came in and they were here to play tonight. This is crazy. But back on to what I'm saying. Los Angeles spent all this money on these people, and about the only one that has really been even present, really, the last couple of weeks is Westbrook. LeBron and Anthony Davis been sitting on the sidelines. And even when they came back, they lost to the Pelicans. So what are y'all doing, Los Angeles? Like, if you just signed these people to sell some jerseys, all right, cool, I get it. But if you're trying to win a national championship, you don't pay nobody no $60 million to sit on the bench. But, I mean, that's just me. One guy that I am becoming a very big fan of, and this is probably due to me being a Bulls fan, but it's DeRozan. You mentioned it before. The guy is a fundamentally sound basketball player, and honestly, I enjoy watching him play.
Yeah, so apparently, I'm just scrolling my timeline here. Apparently, Stone Cold returned to the ring last night.
No, that's what I hear. I'm probably gonna check out WrestleMania probably a little bit later on tonight and everything. I'm kind of curious to see if he actually did come back. I mean, if he did, I'm that might actually be the one match I do set to watch.
Yeah, I didn't even know he was gonna be even coming back. I've been locked into AEW, so. This is Vince McMahon, folks. To get the people back in the ratings category, he does this stuff.
Well, man, he got to do something.
Yeah, I agree there.
But supposedly tomorrow night, Cody Rhodes is going to be on Raw, and I'm very curious to see what he got, to see what he has going on. So let me ask you something, Debo. We're gonna talk about our favorite subject.
Yeah, let's go.
We're gonna talk about Colin Kaepernick.
Okay.
So he says he is open to a backup role. In your mind, your opinion, what changed?
I think he should have done this a long time ago, and we wouldn't be sitting here even talking about this. We've had this conversation for quite some time, and I can remember us sitting here saying, Boss Hall mentioned it, that he was asking for too much money. And he was, demanding to compete for or demanding to be a starter opposed to being a backup. So all of this stuff combined with, the whole kneeling situation is why he's not in football. I was on record to say I support what he's doing because it's his rights that he can protest in it, but I was, I also said the way he went about it was what hurt him. I think whoever was in his corner and was advising him on what he was doing gave him some bad information. And he He went about it wrong. He could have, you know, could have done a complete 360 or 180 on how he handled this thing, and he probably would never end it out of the league. But he went hard on it, and he did some other stuff in between all that that raised a lot of eyebrows, and he didn't really explain himself to why he did it. And he kind of went public with a protest and then wanted to be private with what he was doing behind the scenes. Again, once you go public on a protest, you got to be public about how and what you're doing to cause for change. And he didn't do none of that, so people didn't take him serious, and they just thought, you know, he was doing it for attention. So you're a distraction at that point. And at that point, if your distraction is bigger than your play, you no longer have a spot on my roster. And that's how the league has always been. We'll deal with you until we can't deal with you no more.
So, with him being open to a backup role.
Yeah.
Do you think that this changes the number of teams that might actually be interested in him now? Or do you think that it's pretty much still going to be the same?
I think it's still going to be pretty much the same. I don't know if a whole lot is going to change. We'll see. Maybe. But I don't think it's enough to make a huge difference in what, you know, his options as far as being signed.
Mm-hmm.
It's been too long, you know. And if you're going to be a backup quarterback, only the teams that's got strong locker rooms are going to deal with him.
Well, you know, the thing is that those teams that have that that strong locker room and everything, the thing is I don't know if they're really going to need his services at all.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the thing is that what I'm seeing is that if he does sign with the team, it's going to be with a team that, how do I want to put this, that may not necessarily be able to handle this press circus that is going to follow him or is going to come with him. Maybe Pittsburgh might be able to handle it.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you look at the Seattles, you look at the Miamis, or even the Saints, you know, you're seeing a very loose-fitting team that may not be able to get up to that level.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you on that, man. I just think, you know, for him, it's just a matter of you know, I'm not opposed to him getting a shot. I never really cared about the whole situation anyway. There's a lot of other people that feel differently. But, you know, he's been out of football for about six years. Maybe six, maybe five, but whatever. He's been out a while. And at this point, if he works hard and he's kept himself in shape and somebody want to give him an opportunity, you know, so be it. But I don't know why it's a huge story. For me personally, it's not really a big story because he hasn't really – he's been MIA. So that – you know, that's where I'm at with that. Couple more, you know. He threw for the Scouts at the halftime of the blue and gold game for Michigan. And I'm watching a little video clip here right now on ESPN website. So I'm going to share this to you guys in the Rat Pack Sports Show group. And I'm also going to post this link as well on our Facebook page so everybody can see. It's only like 45 seconds, but you know, enough to see if he can still throw. And it's not much. I think last year he had, you know, a few chances to continue his career. Roger Goodell set up a workout for him, and he kind of like blew that up. That blew up in his face because, again, his people got in the way.
So, here's a question I have for you. How many pro scouts do you think are in the stands to watch him?
I'm going to say 10. I don't know for sure. I'm just making a guess. And again, here we go. This is why people can't take the man serious. So now that I'm kind of reading this article, and he was invited by Jim Harbaugh, and we know the relationship between him and Kaepernick when Harbaugh was in San Francisco. He was also joined by producer Spike Lee, who is filming a documentary on Kaepernick as he navigates a job hunt for another spot on the NFL roster. So here we go with the Hollywood bullcrap. Bro, if you want a job, there ain't no documentary that anybody can film could help you get a job. Just go and do a freaking workout. So again, it's kind of not a spectacle, but it's been done for a documentary that they're doing about him hunting for another job spot on the NFL roster. Bro, you was an MVP candidate. You went to an NFC championship, played in the Super Bowl. You shouldn't need Spike Lee to help you navigate for a roster spot. I mean,
you know, And here's the thing. I actually just got done watching the video. He actually looks a little bit better than I thought he would.
Who's he throwing to? College receivers?
That's what it looks like. But I mean, you can never really tell.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I guess my whole thing is this is kind of playing on exactly what you were just saying. That if you want a job, just go out and interview for the job. And, you know, and I don't know. I guess my thing is that I really think that if he just did that and everything, and he left the media circus behind him, that, you know what, he might actually be able to get on a roster.
Yeah, he might. I mean, you know, I said it and I continue to say it. He's, you know, probably still better than half the backups in the whole league. But I think he just waited too long to, you know, open the idea of him being a backup quarterback.
Well, you know, my thing is that I agree with you that he is probably better than the backups, than a lot of the backups.
Yeah.
In the league. But this is the I think that other teams I think that this might be what deters some of them from signing him is, okay, so he signs as a backup, but you know the minute that he has signed and the minute that the starter makes a mistake, they're going to be calling for Kaepernick to come in.
Yeah.
But, you know, no, just wanted to get kind of your take on that situation.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, that's how I kind of feel about it. I think if he just did it and not made it a big thing, he would be fine. But there's always some type of attention behind it.
Well, so what else do you have on your mind tonight, man?
Hold on. I'm getting sidetracked. All right, so, you know, I think, let's see, what else did I have? I had a couple of different things.